to go downstairs for Children's Church, and we'll look forward to you being back at the end of the service to share a special song with us and some special recognitions. By 1997, 25 years after it was launched, it was still beaming information back to the scientists here on Earth, even though it was some 6 billion miles from the sun. And it would really be the most remarkable aspect of that is when you consider that the transmitter that was transmitting the data was just an 8-watt transmitter. Radiates about as much power as a bedroom nightlight, and it would take about 9 hours to get that information there. Ali, is that better?
Yes,
all right. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works, amen? Speaking of technology, that little satellite, you know, that could, which was kind of how it became affectionately known, was not qualified to do what it did. They really thought it only would have a life of about 3 years. It lasted more than 25 going off that little 8-watt transmitter. Accomplished more than anyone thought possible. And in that story, I see reflected this truth about our lives, that when we offer ourselves to share the gospel with others, we're kind of like that pioneer 10. We're just the instrument of transmission. God supplies the power. And empowered by God's Holy Spirit, we can do much, much more than we ever imagined possible. This morning we're continuing in our series looking at the gospel. The title is Not Ashamed. And we're examining the gospel. We're looking at its importance and the implications of the gospel for our lives. We'll be looking at how to share the gospel, and we'll look at the essential elements of the gospel. Our theme verse for this series comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, where Paul writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, 'The righteous will live by faith.' Every believer in Christ has been given a mission. And that mission is to tell others this good news of God's love, or the gospel. As I said the last 2 weeks, all who have been saved, all who have been rescued from sin, have been given the key to rescue others. And the key to set others free is the gospel. But God has done so much more than just give us a mission. He has also given us the power to be able to accomplish that mission. As a believer in Christ, you are empowered to share Christ with others. And our observance of the Lord's Supper today kind of celebrates our union with Jesus. And it's that union that is the source of our strength that empowers us to be able to share the gospel with others. And so I want to focus quickly on three aspects of that union that should give us confidence to share the gospel with others. First of all, God's Spirit lives in me. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, you receive this wonderful gift of salvation. And really, that gift of salvation is like receiving a whole lot of gifts all wrapped up in that one big gift. Not only do we receive forgiveness of our sin, God places His Holy Spirit in us, adopts us into His family, so that our body now becomes the temple, the residence for God's Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Don't you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?" Romans 8:11 in the Message translation says, "It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, He'll do the same thing in you that He did in Jesus, bringing you alive to Himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and He does, as surely as He did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With His Spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ." When we are born into God's family, we receive not just forgiveness of sin and the promise of heaven, we receive the gift of God's Holy Spirit dwelling within us. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, He said, "All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. So go and make followers of all people in the world. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I have taught you. And I will be with you always, even to the end of this age." So Jesus is present with us because His Holy Spirit resides within us. We can be confident about sharing the gospel because we know that we don't do that alone and on our own. Jesus is with us because His Spirit lives in us. And that is beautifully pictured through our observance of the Lord's Supper. In a few moments, as we eat the bread and drink the juice, it goes from being outside of us to going inside of us, literally becoming a part of us. God's Spirit lives in us. Second, God's Spirit transforms me. The Holy Spirit is working on us to transform our lives, to make us more and more like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "But we Christians have no veil over our faces. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him and reflect His glory even more." So it's the work of God's Holy Spirit in us, producing a Christ-like character so that we can be like mirrors reflecting the glory of the Lord. And so God is at work to change us, and God works from the inside out. You know, when we're trying to make changes, we're kind of working from the outside in, and we can make some changes, but have you ever noticed that those seem to be short-lived? You know, January 1, a lot of us kind of start off the year with that New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight and get in shape. Boy, that's worked out great for me. I've added 10 pounds this year. But God's Holy Spirit works from the inside out to change us, to change our attitudes, to change our desires, to change our speech, to change our actions. And because He lives in me, He supplies the power to make those necessary life-changing alterations. Philippians 2:13 declares, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." So God supplies the power, enabling us to do what pleases Him. So we can't say, well, you know, I just can't do that. No, God's Holy Spirit in you, you can, because He's at work to transform us. Now, we have to cooperate with God's Holy Spirit in us. The power of His Spirit is released when we choose to be obedient to what God is commanding us, telling us to do. And when we step out in faith to be obedient, God's power is released through His Holy Spirit who resides in us. And when we choose to do the right thing in any given situation and trust God's Spirit then to give us the power and the love and the faith and the wisdom to do it, He provides the necessary power. As we obediently follow Jesus, His Holy Spirit is at work to transform our lives. We can be confident in sharing the gospel because God is working in our hearts and lives to transform us. And so we become like a walking billboard to the power of God to change a life. Such transformation just gives additional power to this good news that we share. We can say to people, God has the power to change your life. And they say, well, how do you know that? We can say, because He's changing mine. I've experienced that kind of transformation of God's Holy Spirit working in my own heart and life. And so we become a billboard to the power of God to change a life. As we gather at the table in a few moments to celebrate this supper, the bread and the juice that we receive do not remain as bread and juice. Once you eat the bread and drink the juice, then it becomes internalized. It is transformed inside your body, becomes nutrients for the body. The food that we eat is transformed into the power that we need to fuel our lives. The third aspect of this union is that God's Spirit empowers me. So not only is the Holy Spirit living in me and working on me, God's Holy Spirit is at work through me and through you. God's Spirit empowers us to be effective in sharing our faith and serving the Lord. Jesus promised His followers the power they would need in order to live their lives for Him. Luke 24:49 says, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." Now, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and those first followers of Jesus were filled with God's Holy Spirit and they began to share the gospel with a countless number of people who had come to Jerusalem for that celebration. And the same power that they received is the you and I receive today. It's the same Holy Spirit. They were empowered to share their faith, and so are we. Acts 1:8 says, "But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power and will tell people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." We have the unlimited resources of God's power residing within. God's Spirit is present within the heart of every believer to work through you as you share your faith with others. We certainly have seen in the life of our church this reality of taking this good news not just to our community and surrounding communities, but around the world, as we've had individuals go to Colombia and India and Mexico to share this good news with people everywhere. Now, in order to experience God's power working through us, we have to abide in Christ. When you become a believer, God gives you His Holy Spirit to reside in you, and He's never going to leave you. But we have to choose to be closely, intimately connected to Him. If you unplug an appliance from the power source, it's not going to function the way it's manufactured to. It's got to be plugged in. And we have to choose to stay, you know, intimately connected, abiding in Christ so that His power can flow through us. God's Word commands us to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you." So the secret to experiencing God's power working through your life is to abide in Jesus, to remain vitally connected to this source of power. Our observance of the Lord's Supper is a celebration of the living Lord Jesus. He was raised to life by the power of God. He defeated death and sin and rose victorious. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the exact same power that resides in the heart and life of every believer. Through this observance, we are celebrating the fact that Jesus not only lives, but that He lives in us. That He is at work to transform our lives. And that He is present to empower us to be His witnesses. We can share the gospel with confidence because the Holy Spirit is working in us. He lives in us to transform us and empower us. God's Holy Spirit is also actively at work in the world and working when we choose to share our faith. God's Holy Spirit goes before us, and as we tell others this good news, God's Holy Spirit is working through the words that we share to convict them of the truth of what we proclaim. As we share our own experiences of what God has done and is doing for us, God's Holy Spirit will take our words and plant them into the heart and mind of the one with whom we share. And so go with confidence and share the gospel this week. Generously sow those seeds of this good news, and then just trust God's Holy Spirit to bring about fruit from that. We are not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Deacons, would you come and join me here at the front as we prepare to serve the elements of the supper? All of those who are believers in Christ are encouraged and invited to join in our observance this morning as we gather at this table. When we get to heaven, there won't be divisions like we tend to think of in the world today with, well, I'm not Baptist, I'm Presbyterian or something else. If you are a follower of Jesus, we would invite you to join in this observance with us, because when we get to heaven, I hate to burst your bubble, but we're all going to be together, okay? We won't be separated out by denominations. So we would invite you to come and join in the celebration of this supper with us. I'm going to ask Wayne Stahl, if you would please, to lead us in prayer as we prepare to receive the bread.
Heavenly Father, we do praise You, Lord, for all that You have done in our lives, what You're doing. We have so many reasons to be thankful, and You deserve our complete worship and praise. I pray, Lord, as we think about this sacrifice that You have done on our behalf, I pray that it convicts us that it, as we do share the gospel, as we rely on Your strength and Your power, Lord, it's not us. It's all about You, and You giving us the strength to do it, giving us the words to say, helping us with our actions so that we are a billboard for You. I pray, Lord, that as we partake of the body of the bread, that we'd be mindful of everything You've done in our lives and what Your will has.
Serve the congregation.